Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Life is a Challenge.
I want to begin the scripture readings today by a piece from both the first reading and the gospel for today. The first reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also do. And over all these clothes, to complete them, put on love, that is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body. And be thankful that the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And the gospel story today is taken from Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold your tunic. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. Love your enemies. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. The Gospel of the Lord. The two readings today give us two powerful teachings of Jesus. No matter what happens to you in life, be loving, forgiving, gentle, peaceful and merciful. We have just been through some horrible times. The violence in Afghanistan and its brutality towards women and girls, denying them the right to education and the freedom to live their own lives. Something horrible to contemplate in any society. Then, the terrible floods extending from the south to the north of the United States, destroying homes, depriving people of food and drink, water for washing and cleaning, a dry place to relax. People drowning in their own cars. Nature has become violent in the place we should call home. We also watch people demanding the right to do their own thing, even when that freedom is killing others during this horrible pandemic. When we have the ability to heal if only people practice self-control. We're seeing violent laws created to do injustice to the people they are created to protect. We're seeing violence perpetrated by the police, who are supposed to be the keepers of peace. Racial injustice in communities where harmony should pervade. Even our courts have denied justice to the weak. It all makes a mockery of those teachings of Jesus. How can he teach us to love our enemies when violence and hatred are everywhere? I don't think there's ever been a time in my life when the teachings of Jesus have been such a challenge. And yet, it is in the midst of all this suffering that we have seen angels of peace, food kitchens providing for the destitute, medical staff laying down their lives to look after the dying, teachers coming into close contact with sick children who could infect them. These are the people who really teach the gospel. This is the time to change our world, helping those who want to destroy our society. Love your enemies, even in this time when we are tempted to say, just look after yourself. The teaching of Jesus is our greatest challenge. Well, thanks for listening, and God bless your day.